Jesus. Now, he didn't believe in a gap.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker with the Answers in Genesis Apologetics Ministry. Ken, there are still many Christians who believe in some sort of gap between the first two verses of the book of Genesis. Are you saying that Jesus Christ himself ruled out this possibility?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if you carefully study the words of Jesus, he made it plain that there can't be a gap of billions of years between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. In Mark 10, verse 6, Jesus said, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." Now, in these very words of Jesus, we find that he teaches that Adam and Eve were created in the beginning of creation, not after billions of years had passed. Furthermore, this passage indicates that God had prepared a world for Adam and Eve shortly before, over the five previous days. Also, the expression, "the beginning of creation," rules out any recreation or second start, as taught by many gap theorists. The main reason that people try to place a gap between the first two verses of Genesis is actually to accommodate the supposed billions of years for the Earth's age. Now, Jesus made it plain that such a compromise can't be done, and we should follow his understanding and his words. After all, he is the author of creation.
Why is there so much death and suffering in the world? That answer is on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.